The number. Hello. Sanam, hello? Who's there?
Sanakar.
Hi, Sanakar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Good.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah. Is anybody else here?
Kehar Kar.
Oh, hi, Kehar. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a cloudless sky today.
Mm.
How about that? Anybody else here?
Saranam, Guru Atma.
Oh, Guru Atma and Saranam?
Yes.
Oh, good. Saranam's here too?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And Hari Mandir.
And Hari Mandir. Hi, Hari Mandir. Mm. Are you in Alaska right now or
yes.
traveling?
I'm in Alaska finally.
Oh, good. Your mom is well?
Yes, very well.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Is anybody else here with us?
Suzanne Smith.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Hari Das. Hello.
And Hari Das. Hi, dear. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and get started. So please sit straight. Long, deep breath. Palms together at the center of the chest. Eyes at the third eye point. And relax into your third eye point. Relax into it. And inhale. Oh. Now begin heart breath, that is long deep breath, and on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of the center of your chest, your heart center. Your heart breath to everybody in our group, whether they are on the call now or will be listening to the recording. And if you're listening to the recording, please send your heart breath to all of us.
All of us.
And now, please send your heart breath out to everybody who could possibly use it. Inhale and exhale. And welcome. So now we have some clicky and things and funny things on the telephone. So would you please mute yourself by pressing *6? And then later on, when it's time to talk, then please press *6 again to unmute yourself. Okay, keep up with the *6. We still have those little clicky things. Oh, good. Okay, now we're fine. Thank you so much. Okay. So, okay, Bubba City Chund, well, he's very relaxed. Well, he was relaxed last time, wasn't he? He was in a hammock. Well, he's relaxed this time. He says, I'm always relaxed. So I'm joking with him. I said, but sir, sometimes you're just pushing so hard. He says, yes, I know. I go to and fro. He says, that's fine. He says, okay, so sir, what shall we talk about today? He says, do you know that you have a mind, a very beautiful mind? Well, I'm just going to repeat what he's saying, okay? He says, yes, a mind that at times castrates your ego and that of others. He says, your ego is a very precious thing, very precious, and he says, you are not allowed to smash it. And you are not allowed to have voices either from other people or from your own mind to smash it. He says, why would you want that to happen? Why would you want to smash yourself all the time? He says, humans do it. Humans live in a constant state of turmoil because you smash your own ego. He says, of course it comes from all that past stuff, you know. Mama told you you were not worth anything, and guess what? You believed it. Oh, my God, you believed her lie. Okay? And Papa said you would never amount to anything, and you believed it. Oh, can you believe it? No. He says in the general population, the real term is called child of God. Now, child of God can be misleading sometimes to think that you are always a child. He says, no, you are righteous, grown-up people who have the ability to make decisions and to come to your own conclusions. He says, especially when I'm involved, when your soul is involved, when Yogi Bhajan and Jesus and so on are involved. Yes, you are grown up. He says, but I want to make this very clear. When we're talking about being the child of God, means that the God is your parent, and the God is your guiding light, and the God, your soul, your blessed self, the Christ presence, is what is to lead you through your life. Your soul's voice is to replace your parent's voice. He says, because that's the real truth of the situation. That's what it means to be a child of God. He says, being a child of God doesn't mean that you whimper for food and then you are fed, or you pray to have this and that, this present at Christmas, or this thing covering you. He says, of course you can do that, but he says, that's not what it's really about. Being a child of God means that you substitute the voice of your own soul, your own God self, for the voice of your parents, who, God bless them, didn't know any better. He says, it's time to take the step up. It's time to be who you are, to understand yourself, your legacy, your promise to yourself that you are to move into your own big shoes. You understand? He says, this is your family legacy. He says, you have family names, but I want you to move into the larger family name. That is, that you are in the legacy of your God self. The legacy of your God self as the Father, and Mother Earth is your mother. That is the consciousness of Mother Earth. He says, please understand, this is where you come from. This is where you go back to. This is a family name that you live up to. He says, you know, families have family symbols, shields, and so on. He said, make up your own. Make up your own family shield, your family logo. Know who you are. The God is one. He says, and when you finally accept the God as your papa, and Mother Earth, the consciousness, sometimes you call her Gaia, or you call this Prakirti, the creative essence. Sometimes you call it Adi Shakti. When you actually move into this consciousness and realization of who you are sourced from, who is in your DNA, who lives as you on this planet, when you understand your total uniqueness within this family of humankind, he says that's when you can finally name yourself. Name yourself as the God with that name, with that understanding, with that love, with that love, with that acceptance. And he says, with that expectation. He says this expectation is not something, is not a trial that will take you over the edge because you can never fulfill it. Oh, no. He says all it takes is relaxing into your own family name and your own family legacy. He says you are destined to do this from time immemorial. He says from the time that you came from not realizing who you are, you pulled down the veil of unconsciousness, and coming into this earth cycling, he says that is our course of movement. That is our course of understanding and misunderstanding. He says, now it's time to realize the fullness, that you are a son and a daughter of the light. He said, make light be your last name. With all capital letters, he says, all capital letters. He says, now, let's see, what would that mean? Oh, first of all, it would mean that everybody, every person on the planet and every person who has ever lived and will live is your sibling. He says, can you handle that? Can you handle that everybody on this planet, whoever was and whoever will be, is your sibling? He says, yes. We know there are black sheep in every family. He says, but don't worry about it. They're your family. What you do is you pray for them to understand who they are and the great family lineage to live up to that. He says you send them love and kindness. You send them, instead of sending them boastful direction, you send them love and kindness so that they can relax into the family tree. This is your lineage, and it is time for you to love yourself and be yourself. Yes, he says, all is great. All is fine. He says, you have this blessing because it is the God of you that took on the creation of the child that is you. We're going to say, the word offspring is better in this regard. You are the offspring of the God, and the reason God did that is so that the God could know itself from the finite standpoint. Can you believe it? You knowing you. You are the mirror. You are the mirror of infinity, of that consciousness. He says, now that idea of infinity is so huge, it is so unbelievably huge that it's just too difficult to get your arms around. That's it. So the idea is to relax. Relax now. And feel the coziness of it. Feel the security of it. Understand that you are leaving behind or letting go of or letting dissolve this habit of mind that may make you feel as though you have been abandoned, that you are a foundling here on earth. He says nothing could be further than the truth. He says you don't have to go search your records to find out who sourced you, who your divine parents are. He says you just relax into it. You know already. You know. You know that truth. It tickles you from the inside. He says, allow yourself to move into that blessed and beautiful consciousness that is your legacy. It is your legacy. He says, you don't have to go out and earn it. You don't have to pay money for it. You don't have to search the records for it. He says, all you have to do is allow it. Relax into this family of you. This family of you. Please do that now. Relax. Relax into this, into your divinity, into your divine family, understanding that every bit of your legacy, every bit of your DNA is sourced in this totally outrageous creative energy that is creation and that allows all to flow from it, including your worth and your destiny. There's nothing that separates you anymore. Nothing. He says, you know, like on a chilly night and you pull up the fluffy blankets up around your chin and you feel so cozy. He says, that's a feeling of knowing who you are, where you are, and that you are taken care of at every moment. Understanding the blessing of you. Understanding the kindness of you, the coziness. He says, and that's what purity is about. Purity is simply about accepting this gift, this understanding, this knowledge, body, mind, and spirit, with no doubts, no separations in any way. That is the meaning of purity. Purity is not something to boast about. It just is. It's something present. He says, what you all call those sins and so on, he says, those were pretty much made up by stiff-necked people. He says, it is true that if you steal, if you lie, if you bludgeon somebody, he says, definitely you are not living from your soul source. He says, unless soul told you to do it. Do you understand? He says, the people with those Ten Commandments, he says, the Ten Commandments say things like do not kill. And yet when there is war, what do people do? When people have done a really heinous thing, what happens? They get sometimes they get put to death. And yet, these people are abiding by their laws that say, do not kill. He says, what I am asking you to do, what I am asking you to do, is to live only, and every day, at every second, by the direction that your Father God, Mother Earth, give you. He says, and you do that by relaxing into them, allowing yourself to hear their voice over the habitual everyday parent's voice. He says, please remind everybody that Yogi Bhajan always used to say, he would say, all you people, all your problems are your mother phobias and your father phobias. He says, that's what I'm talking about. He says, I'm talking about all those old phobias. He says, we can't blame it just on your physical parents. He says, we can, because what they're doing is they're actually pulling up reactions from past lifetimes. You have had other situations happen in this life that create those habitual voices that maybe tried to serve you. They thought they were serving you, but in fact they were holding you back. Now, he says, I want you, please, to understand and believe who you are. That means dropping your old identity. Dropping it. He says, now, I'm not asking you to drop it all at once. He says, no, I'm not asking you to make the great huge leap all at once. He says, I'm asking you to just do it very consciously. One step at a time. You'll hear one voice coming up and saying, you can't do that, you are not secure enough, that will hurt you, whatever. He says, parse it out. Know who's talking. Is that an old voice that keeps you small? By the way, parents try their best to keep you safe, but, you know, as humans, odd understandings of what will keep you safe. So, you parse it out, you feel it out. Is that a small voice? Or is that your soul's voice? He says your soul's voice may take you into places or lead or guide you into places that you may have found sort of scary before. He says, but don't let that keep you back. You just say, soul, hang on to my hand and we will go. He says, in that way, you take on the guidance, the coziness, the protection of your soul, of the Father God, and your Mother Earth, the creative consciousness that is Earth. You are you, and what a family name you have. What an array of brothers and sisters you have. And it is for you to relax in the source of who you are, to be that source, to expand it, and allow that energy, allow that connection, then to flow into, and he calls it rattle the chains, of your brothers and sisters. He says, as you increase this vibration in yourself, he says it rings a vibration of your brothers and sisters. He says, it's just too simple. We humans need to think about things so much. We need to exercise our ego and our mind so much. He says, but life is so much more simple than that. He says, just relax into it. And do that now. Relax into who you are, what you are. Know who your family is. And relate to one another as siblings of that divine family. Being who you are. Being who you are, and that is their only way they can find their way home. Imagine that. Being the blessing of who you are. Breathe with it, please. Breathe with the blessing of who you are, who your family is, and who your real knowledge of yourself is. Let yourself in the door of your family mansion. That's your legacy. And have a huge feast with your good, kind family. Breathe. Breathe and feel and allow yourself to feel the feeling of having been found, having been recognized as a member of this royal, royal family. Let it seep into every corpuscle, he says. Let it seep into every blood flow. Know who you are. Know who you are. Expand, expand. That is your birthright. Expand. This is you. And let it imprint on every cell, on every bit of consciousness. You are of the royal family of consciousness, of God's source, of belonging to Mother Earth, so cozy. And inhale. And exhale. And being present. And now, Brother Sidi Chand is asking each of you, is asking all of you, any of you who will share, to introduce yourself. Introduce yourself as this member of this divine family. He says, please let us know who you are realizing yourself to be. And he says that also includes any questions or any comments. Okay, so now please share with us. And to share, if you press star 6 before to mute yourself, please press star 6 again to unmute yourself. Star 6 to unmute yourself. And please share.
Mary Dion?
Yes, oh, it's Rahmane.
Yes.
Yes, can welcome dear.
Thank you. Can you hear me well?
It's a little soft, but we can hear you.
Okay. So I am Rahmane, the compassion and loving kindness of the Source Father, Mother Earth beingness. And my question is, to keep things simple for me as a remembrance, as a simran, I like the image of the words that you said from Baba Sirchan, but to hold, so hold on to my hand, and here we go. So my question is, when I'm calling on soul, am I correct in understanding that my soul, as an offspring of that source and Mother Earth, that just by calling on the soul, in effect, I am tuning into the flow from source and Mother Earth consciousness?
You are. He says, and he's very delighted to have you here and declare who you are. that is very important, he says, for every person to declare who you are. He says one thing is we often relate to the God, the Father God, to soul. He says, but we oftentimes leave out the mother consciousness, which is the creative or the prakirti. God is purka. The creative, that's a creator, purka, and the creative is prakirti. We often leave that out. He says, no, no. He says, it's a union of both, so be very aware of both, the creator, creative. And we participate in that. We are of that. So, he says, thank you so much, dear, for your question and for your consciousness. He is bowing to you and to Tomas.
Mutual. And I also wanted to share that the word commandment is really a very poor translation of what in the Hebrew means utterance or word.
Oh, really?
Utterances, or one could say suggestions, of how to live in harmony. Yeah, the word commandment is a distortion from the stiff-necked consciousness.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay, so these are principles. They are not hard and fast rules.
Exactly, and they could even be a sense of where we're heading. You shall not kill. When you get it, you will not kill. You know,
mm-hmm.
you will not covet.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a declaration of the I am presence.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. We appreciate your sharing, dear.
Thank you.
Now, who else would like to share? And declare yourself. Anybody else? Oh, I think there's one more person.
Okay, happy Inder.
Okay. She's a mom.
I'm happy Inder. But I want to share something that I say to myself all the time when I feel like I need to stop doubting. And it's this beautiful prayer that I say, I'm a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm filled with golden light. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with peace. And there's no room in my being for negativity.
Wow.
And I release it now. I am.
How wonderful, dear. And so that that serves you? That makes all the difference?
Yeah, when I say I'm a child of God, then everything goes away. Then I'm a child of God. What am I, bothering my mother, my father, these? I'm a child of God. Everything else is for God.
Wonderful. Now, will you say the whole thing again? And it's completion?
I'm a child of God. I'm
mm-hmm.
filled with golden light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm filled with love. I'm filled with peace. And there is no room in my being for negativity. And
wonderful.
I release it now. I am.
How wonderful. And that negativity is what would make you believe the opposite, correct?
Right. When thoughts come and I start following and I start getting emotional and I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
no, there's nothing to get emotional about this. So I say this prayer to myself.
Mm, wonderful. Wonderful. He's hugging you. Mother City Town is hugging you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Hariyander. Anybody else?
Yes.
Oh, this sounds like Sadhnakar.
Yes, I am Sadhnakar. I am who I am, and I am stepping into my fullness of this knowledge of my soul self.
Mm. And wonderful.
I really am in all directions. Understanding the truth of this, and I'm going to wear my name in my life and bring it forth, my destiny name.
Wonderful. And what does that mean to you, dear? Your destiny name, Sadhnakar.
Sadhnakar means that I am always the dawn. I am always that freshness of the morning. I am that all day long, all night.
Uh-huh.
and it is beyond a practice.
Uh-huh.
It is the dawn of my life, every moment.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I had heard that it was a serious word, and
a serious word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had some reflection that it was difficult or challenged to live up to, and I thought, I don't really understand that, and that doesn't suit me, and I love my challenges that I create, but it is a really wonderful life that I have here.
Oh, how wonderful. As the guide that flows through you.
As the
guide? Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, the more I relax into that flow of God in me, the more I'm directed and everything is wonderful, even though it might not make any sense.
Yes, yes.
And the comfort in that, too, and the surprise and delight, I really am grateful for that part of being Sadhnakar.
How wonderful. What a lovely declaration.
Yes. And
yeah.
I thought I would make a little sign and wear it around my neck.
This is what?
Sadhnakar? Sadhnakar. I had some funny experiences when I first got married of my family not really seeing us as, you know, how that takes a while to get that you're one when you're a couple.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I wore a picture of us.
That's so cute.
And I loved it. It was like, you know, you get your name card when you're at a gathering, you know.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to wear that for fun.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Thank you so much, dear, for that wonderful declaration.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Tomas would like to share. Is there time?
Yes, please.
Yes, this is Tomas.
Hi, dear.
But that's only a cover name.
Yes.
I've been Camo so long, but now I'm Eagle Sunheart.
Eagle Sunheart.
High sightseer of the universe.
How and precious.
That's who I am, Eagle Sunheart, high sightseer of the universe.
How precious, dear. Oh, we love that, and we love you declaring who you are. That takes us on adventures.
Yeah.
We love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And we acknowledge that. Isn't that a wonderful thing, Eagle Sunheart?
Yeah.
Sightseer of the universe. Oh, man, I'm ready to jump into that story right now. Okay, so have a wonderful time, all of you wonderful siblings. Continue to bless yourselves and understand who you are in relationship to your source, to your source. Okay, so please come straight, palms together at the center of the chest, and our wonderful song. It's going to be led by Kahar.
Inhale.
May the long time sunshine upon you, all around you, and all beautiful light within you. Guide your way on, guide your way on, guide.
bow to that beautiful and precious coziness that is you, that is your birthright. Love you all. God bless you. Satnam.
Satnam.